We thank you again for joining us today, my friend, as we continue our study on the Lord's Church as we've looked at it this entire month. But over the last few days specifically, we have looked at the fact that the church was planned or purposed by God from the beginning. It was not just an afterthought. The church also was prophesied, as we see that many of the Old Testament prophets had something concerning the coming church or the coming kingdom of Jesus Christ. And then it was also prepared, as it were, by John the Baptist and Jesus, who both came with the same message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. These three things bring us to our study of today, and that is that the church was brought to perfection. We see this taking place in the book of Acts chapter 2, where all of these things, as it was purposed by God, as it was prophesied and then prepared by John the Baptist and Jesus, it came to perfection. I want you to notice just a couple of prophecies that came true on that great day of Pentecost after the Lord had ascended back into heaven in Acts chapter 2. All the way back in the book of Daniel, we see there in chapter 2 in verse 4, that Daniel prophesied that the kingdom would be established in the days of this fourth kingdom he spoke of, the Romans. Well, who was in power in Acts chapter 2? It was the Romans, the Roman Empire. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, we see another prophecy that came true. Joel there in chapter 2, beginning in verse 28, tells us that the kingdom would be established in the latter days. This is the Christian dispensation. He also said that it would be established in the city of Jerusalem, and that the Holy Spirit would be poured out that day on the sons and daughters of Israel. Well, in Acts chapter 2 again, we see they were gathered in Jerusalem. We now were in the Christian dispensation as Christ again had risen back into heaven after being resurrected on the third day after he was put to death. And then we know that the Holy Spirit was poured out on his apostles, as they were gathered in that upper room in Jerusalem. In fact, we know that this prophecy specifically in Joel chapter 2 is concerning the church, because Peter there tells us, as he quotes it, in Acts chapter 2, also part of this prophecy tells us in verse 21 of Acts chapter 2, that it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter then goes on to tell these people exactly what they had done to the Son of God. And they were cut to the heart and they wanted to know what they needed to do to get this blood off of their hands and to be saved. What did Peter tell them there in verse 38? He said, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. My friends, that day, if we drop down to verse 41, it says, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. In verse 47, it says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. All of these events lead up to Acts chapter 2. And we get there, and the Lord added to the church those who were being saved. Praise God, the church came to perfection. It was established. And from that time on, we see it being discussed. And my friend, it's the same church that you and I need to strive today to be a part of.